Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Every General R280 radio has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radios. The long-living tires.
Pall Mall, please.
Every day, more and more people say, Pall Mall, please.
Pall Mall, please.
Live with pleasure, smoke with pleasure, say, Pall Mall, please.
Yes, every day, more and more people are buying Rothmans Pall Mall.
Thanks.
Pall Mall, please.
Oh, turn that off, Billy, please.
Oh, well, I don't know, Gerald. I was rather enjoying it. Rockin' Robin. Yeah.
That's ridiculous, Phyllis. Rockin' Robin, indeed. When did you ever see a robin rocking?
Well, I don't know, Gerald. Maybe they do it when we're asleep. Oh, they're probably shy, rocking in front of everyone during the daytime.
Please, Phyllis, how can they?
Oh, why not, Gerald?
Well, where are they going to get the music from for a start? Anyway, that record's hopelessly outdated. Nobody rocks anymore.
Oh, well, what do they do, dear?
Well, you should know that, Phyllis, if you read the papers. It's the twist that's all the rage now.
Well, I'm surprised that you haven't been in to learn it. You're normally the first with anything new.
Well, you know what it's like. I can't be first every time. It would get too boring, eh? And I suppose it's time I gave someone else a chance, really. But getting back to the subject, Phyllis, where they get these idiotic song lyrics from these days is beyond me. I mean, the opening of that number. Twiddly-dee-dee, twiddly-dee-dee. No, twiddly-dee. I ask you, Phyllis.
Oh, well, it did sound a bit different when they sang it.
Yes, they didn't sing it as well as I did.
Oh, there's Harry.
Yes, I wonder what he wants. Probably come round to borrow something, I suppose. Typical. Let's pretend we're out.
Oh, Gerald, you can't do that to family members.
I can when it's Harry.
What, Gerald? Wasn't any answer, so we came straight in.
Yes, hello, Phyllis. Hello, Gerald.
Oh, hello, Thelma. Hello, Harry. Hello,
have you ever thought there might be a reason for there not being any answer, Harry?
Yeah. You might be out.
So, do you normally walk into people's houses when they aren't there?
Yours? Yes. Then I could just collect what I came for.
Ah, you see, Phyllis, he did come to borrow something. And what did you want, Harry?
Well, I want to borrow my edge clippers back, please, if you don't mind.
Oh, but I do mind. I haven't finished with them yet.
Oh, come on. You've had them for 4 months.
Yes, but I haven't quite had time to get round to doing the edge. But I'll tell you what.
What?
You take them back, but just do my edge at the same time as you do yours.
Yeah, but...
It's all right,
Harry.
Gerald was only joking, weren't you, Gerald?
Was I?
Oh, well, of course you were, dear.
No. Oh, all right, then. I was only joking, Harry. You can't have them back.
Yeah, but there you are.
Oh,
darling. Yeah. What did you do?
No, Gerald, that isn't quite what we... Ah, well, never mind. What's the news, Phyllis?
Oh, I don't know, Thelma. We switched off the radio before the news came on.
No, Phil. I mean any local news.
Gossip, Phyllis?
Yes. No. All I'm doing is looking for a topic of conversation.
Oh. Well, lovely weather we're having, isn't it?
Ah, yes, lovely. Pity about the rain, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's that subject finished, isn't it?
You don't have to find something to talk about, you know, Thelma.
Oh, but I can't sit here and say nothing.
Well, you don't have
Gerald.
To sit...
We were talking about songs when you came in, Thelma.
Songs? Oh, what about them?
Oh, well, Gerald has been moaning the fact that the lyrics don't make sense anymore.
Quite right, too. They don't write songs like they used to.
Yeah, they don't even rhyme these days. What happened to all that mooning and juning and spooning?
Yeah, especially the spooning.
Then there was crooning and pruning and tuning.
Oh, all right, Harry, that's
and
enough.
And gooning and rooning.
I said that's enough, Harry.
Not to mention bassooning.
Harry!
Or even sousaphooning.
Harry!
Yes,
Thelma. Shut up!
Anyway, Harry, the word is sousaphoning, if there is such a thing.
Oh, sousaphoning, eh?
Yes.
Pity. Still, we could always rhyme that with boning and phoning and droning and stoning.
Harry!
And, but worst of all, moaning. Now, you build up for a while, Phil. I'm creating.
Yeah, maybe, but I'll create a lot more if you don't knock it off.
Oh, I've got a good idea.
Oh, what?
Well, seeing that Harry is in a creating mood, and Gerald is naturally creative, why don't you two get together and write a song?
What? Gerald and Harry work together on something? Oh, this should be good.
There's no reason for it, anyway.
Yes, we need a bit of incentive.
Well, in the paper tonight, it says that the preliminary rounds to find the British entry for the Eurovision Song Contest are to be held shortly.
So, what difference does that make?
Well, the prize for the composers of the winning song is £1,000.
Yes, how about this? The moon in June shines straight down my sousaphone.
No. Oh, Harry, we'll have to use the words right. It'll have to be more like, the tone I've blown came right from my sousaphone. It's got to be something really original, not just a copy of another successful work.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, dear.
Anyway, I think we're going about this the wrong way. We ought to be going at it as true composers. For example, what time are we going to write it in?
Well, I thought it was going to take about an hour, but it seems like it's going to be a bit longer now.
No, Harry, I don't mean an actual time period.
Well, why don't you say what you do mean, then?
I did. By time, I meant how many beats to a bar.
Ah, now you're talking Harry's language.
He is?
Yeah, well, you should know enough about the bar part. But what are the beats? The number of fights in a night?
Oh, Thelma, please, don't show your ignorance.
Yeah, well, I'm showing mine too, mate. What the heck are you talking about?
Dear, what a thing it is to have to explain oneself to the proletariat every time one makes a statement of any technical context.
Now you've lost me too, Gerald.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If I sing, who can I turn to when nobody needs me? Now then, how many times did you tap your foot?
None.
Well, you should have done 12 times in all, allowing for the rest. So that means 12 beats in 3 bars.
Yeah, well, that's a great help, that, isn't it?
So, now, I revert to my original question and ask, what time are we going to write it in?
Well,
How many do we have a choice of?
Well, there's 2 time, 3-4 time, 6-8 time. The possibilities are endless, especially when you take things like half-beat notes, quarter-beat notes, and 1.5-beat notes into account.
Well, how about 13-14 time, then? How does that go?
The possibilities are not quite that endless, Harry. There's no such thing.
Well, what do you suggest then, dear?
Well, why don't we just write it and see what comes out?
No. You know, we're back where we started. Now let's think again.
And then, of course, you know, we should also decide what key it's going to be in before we start.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, but we do, Thelma, yes. I mean, we've got a choice of so many. There's C major, C minor, G7, BF.
Heath, those last two might not be such a bad idea, mate.
What about G7, Gerald? That sounds nice.
It's not really a question of sounding nice, Phyllis. It's what's going to suit us best.
Well, why don't we just write it and see what comes out?
Oh, that's a good idea, Thelma. We'll do that, eh?
Oh, Gerald.
Well, now, let's get started then. Anybody got an idea for the first line?
That's what we've been trying to get for the last hour.
Well, you've been a bit slow about it, haven't you?
Lummy, how can we be anything else with you butted in about times and keys and things?
I was only trying to put things on a professional basis.
Well, do me a favour and don't. Just sit there, belt it up.
What type of song do you think it should be?
I'll belt up!
I've got it. There was a young lady from Portsmouth who had...
Oh, all right, that's enough of that. Might be good enough for the pub, but it's not quite the sort of thing they're looking for in the Eurovision Song Contest.
It's a pity. It would have been unusual.
I don't think I've heard that one before. What rhymes with Portsmouth?
Never you mind, Phyllis. Just concentrate on the song.
I can see a little man and his dog.
Oh, blimey, she's off again. Phyllis, you know, I'm getting just a bit tired of your little man and his flipping dog. Every time we're sitting anywhere having a think, you suddenly scare the knife out of us by seeing another one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Thelma.
One of the most fertile imaginations I've ever come across when it comes to seeing things that aren't there.
Oh, but they are, Thelma.
We can be in a restaurant and suddenly you see a little man in your soup or in the design on the table.
Oh, no, but Thelma, what I did this time...
Whenever we're sitting in your lounge, you can see him in the pattern on the wallpaper. Mm. Well, the answer, Phyllis, is no. We can't see him before you ask. So you better point him out to us without us having to strain our eyes trying to see something that isn't there.
Oh, but he isn't there at all today, Thelma.
Right?
Well, at least I haven't looked for him.
Then what on earth are you rabbiting on about?
Well, I was just thinking, maybe I can see a little man and his dog. Might be a good idea for the first line of our song.
Smirnoff times aren't planned, they just happen. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. Phone your friends, bring on the mixers, and have yourself a breathless experience.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself night and nightly and crystal clear. Smirnoff makes you breathless.
What's the old mutual doing in telecommunications, in shipbuilding, in breakfast food?
They're just some of the many industries in which the Old Mutual invests its policy owners' funds to earn profits for them.
When it comes to putting profit into your future through skilled investment, there's nothing like a financial plan from the Old Mutual.
You intended to be sung, Phyllis?
Well, I didn't really have any particular theme in mind, but I suppose it could go something like, I could see a little man and his dog coming slowly, so slowly, out of the fog, 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 out of the fog, out of the fog.
No, Phyllis, no. I think you've got the wrong idea there. It should go something like,
I can see a little man and his dog, dog, dog. Coming slowly, so slowly from the fog, fog, fog.
No, 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 you both got it wrong. And here's the big production number treatment, like, oh, I can see a little man and his dog. Coming slowly.
Well, not that I know of, Phyllis. We'd better see who it is, though.
Come in.
Oh, hello.
Oh, bloody, no, not him again. Not him. Oh, goodness.
What do you want?
Well, you remember me, don't you?
How could we forget you, mate? You're the chap from down the road that does impressions,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right, yes. Oh, I can see you remember the good things in life. Percy Snodgrass, that's me. Snodgrass.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Phyllis. Oh, you know, it seems such a long time since I was here last.
It doesn't to us, mate.
Oh, come on, that wasn't very nice. Be neighbourly.
What did you come in for?
Well, you said come in.
Yes. Now, was there anything else you wanted?
Oh, come on. Stop being nasty to poor Percy. What have you got against me?
Well, you normally come round to borrow something and then end up staying for hours.
Oh, well, I've got good news for you today. I haven't come to borrow anything.
Well, that's something.
But I'll stay for a while if you like.
And if we don't like?
Oh, come on, Harry and Gerald, let him stay. He might be some help.
Oh, yes. What are you doing?
Well, Percy, we're trying to compose a song for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, what fun. I'm sure I can help you there. What backing are you using?
Backing?
Yes, you can't just sing your songs all on its own. You've got to have something behind it. And that's where I can come in because I'm a whole orchestra on my own.
How do you work that one out?
Well, you know how I do imitations of birds and animals and things?
Yes.
Well, I also do impressions of musical instruments.
Oh, blimey, I can't wait to hear them.
All right, then. Here goes with the trombone. There, wasn't that good? 76 trombones all at once.
Oh, yes, super.
Do you like that?
How about a flute?
Oh, all right. Oh, I thought I did that well. What else would you like to hear?
I can't even begin to think. The choice is so wide.
What about a trumpet, then? What next?
Oh, well, can you do the kettle drum?
Oh, yes.
Bum, 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 bum. Ding, ding, ding.
Bum, 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 bum. Ding. Oh, I'm sorry about that, but I couldn't resist throwing in the odd little triangle ting here and there, you see?
Yeah, well, all right, that's quite enough of that.
Well, you've heard enough, have you?
Yes, more than enough.
Oh, well, as long as you realise what I'm capable of. Now, the next step is, where do we go from here?
I thank you. Well, here we are again with the last entrance in this, the Wimbledon final for the preliminary round of the competition for finding the British entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, already you've heard Sam Sneeby's swinging six and their tune, Tiptoe Through the Daffodils. You've had Johnny Papakopoulos with All the World Loves an Italian. You swooned when Maxie and Minnie came on with that very poignant love song of theirs, My Corns Ache When I Think of You. And you have had the Grimsdown family with their song for swinging midgets, Your Frozen Hand is Tiny. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our final entry for tonight. Let's give them a very big hand. Here they come, A Load of Talent.
Thank you. thank you, fans. Thank you. First, let me introduce myself. I am Gerald Loder, and I have formed this little ensemble consisting of myself, my wife, Phyllis, her sister, Thelma, and her husband, Harry.
Don't forget me.
Oh, yes, with backing by Percy Snodgrass. And that's us. Now, our first problem came when we started looking for a name for the group. So I thought that seeing as my name was Loder, what else could we call ourselves than a Loder talent? Good, eh? Yes, well, as I was I wasn't saying. A funny thing happened to us on the way to the theatre tonight.
If you don't mind, you don't have to tell any stories, funny or otherwise.
Oh, no. But I thought it would help them to get in the mood.
Just sing the song, if you wouldn't mind. Just sing. We haven't got the old book for the night.
Not even one short story.
Not even one. The song's all we want. Just get on with it.
All right, then. Well, here we go, swingers and groovers, with a little song composed by the five of us entitled I Thought I Saw. Take it away, Percy.
I thought I saw a little man,
and he's gone, and he's gone,
coming through the fog,
through the fog, through the fog.
It was, of course, a maiden man, that was his little dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him close up on the wall,
on the wall, on the wall.
And this is my bean soup,
bean soup, bean soup, bean soup.
I saw him first side up, side down, they're doing a dance-a-doo.
Rack-a-doo,
Right, then, here we go with the second verse. Take it away, Percy Snodgrass.
I thought I saw another man,
and he's dog, and he's dog,
coming through the fog,
through the fog, through the fog.
It was, of course, a maiden man, as was his little dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him first upon the wall,
on the wall, on the wall.
And then he found it too.
He took, he took, he took.
What's the matter?
We've just heard that bit.
No. This is the second verse.
But it's exactly the same as the first.
No, of course it isn't. Didn't you hear Phyllis? She sang, I thought I saw another man.
Well, apart from it being another man, what else is different?
Well, at the end of this verse, we go tiddly-pom, tiddly-pom, instead of wacky-doo, wacky-doo.
Well, I'm very sorry, but how many more little men are there going to be?
Well, like I said, verse 2 is tiddly-pom, tiddly-pom. Verse 3 is oodly-boop, oodly-boop. And then verse 4, well, we can actually keep going as long as the audience are still with us.
I've got news for you. They aren't. Most of them left you in the first lickety-split.
Lickety-split? Oh, that's a good one. Put it down for future reference, Thelma. Lickety-split.
Hang on. Here we are. Here we are. The judges have just passed me up their decision, which is absolutely final. And the winner... Hang on. It can't be. There must be a mistake. It says here that the winners, the Wimbledon final of the competition to find Britain's entry is... I thought I saw by a load of talent.
Did you see the look on his face when he read out that we'd won?
Well, we deserve to, after all that other rubbish there was in the contest.
Yeah. But how do we manage it? That's what I'd like to know. We didn't even finish the song.
Well, what we did do must have been good enough to win.
Well, I'm not too sure. I think there's something funny going on somewhere.
No, Sel, no, not at all. What we've got to worry about now is the next round.
And here we have it, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the winners of the Great London Finals. Wait for it. Let's have a big hand for... No, it can't be. It can't be. I thought I saw by a load of talent.
Oh, great.
Greater London and now the South of England. Only one more round to go.
Yeah, we can't lose.
And what made you so sure of that, Harry?
Oh, nothing, nothing. But you just mark my words, though. We'll walk it. You see, Phil? I told you so. We won. Our song has been accepted as the British entry for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, but I still think there's something fishy.
Oh, blimey, woman, aren't you ever satisfied? Didn't you want to win?
Well, yes, of course, but it was all too easy.
Here, Harry, how about cheering out that £1,000 check that they gave you?
Cheering out? What cheering out?
Well, we've all done an equal amount of work, so it should be split five ways.
Yeah, well, I've got news for you. I've spent it, and you owe me an extra £100 each.
Hey? What for?
Well, how else do you think we won? It cost me 1,400 nicker getting the judges round to our way of thinking.
What? Yeah, I thought you were up to something underhand.
Yeah, but why should you worry? We'll still make a fortune from royalties when they get round to recording the disc and flogging it.
Oh, I'm afraid we won't be doing that, Harry.
Right. How do you mean, Phil?
Well, I've been reading this telegram that's just come. Have you paid the judges yet?
Yes, out of my own account before I put their check in.
Oh, dear. We're going to be a bit short this month, then.
Yeah, Phyllis, what on earth are you rabbiting on about? Read the telegram.
Well, it says, our check for £1,000 stopped. Stop.
Right?
Stop, stop. How many stops?
Stop.
Yeah, but they can't do this to me.
Oh, well, they have done. It also says, you are disqualified because entry conditions state that no member of family or employee of sponsoring company may enter. Stop.
Well, so we aren't. I mean, Glovers didn't sponsor it, did they?
No, Harry, it isn't us they're worried about.
Then who is it?
I've just realised. It was our one-man orchestra. Didn't you notice? The competition was sponsored by the Snodgrass Soap Company.
Oh, no, no, they couldn't go back to that. Not perfect.
A new Mazda the other day. It's a great new car, the people all say. It's got a rotary engine, goes round and round, instead of pistons that go up and down. My old engine goes. But my new Mazda goes.
Mazda Rotary. Just three basic moving parts. So reliable, it has an engine guarantee of 2 years or 40,000 kilometers. Go Mazda Rotary. Get ahead.
Dunhill, the most distinguished cigarette in the world. Dunhill King Size is a cigarette in the Dunhill tradition, created by our blenders from tobaccos of exceptional quality to be the world's finest King Size cigarettes. Dunhill King Size, from the most distinguished tobacco house in the world.
That was A Sad Song, featuring David Horner and Gillian Lumberg as Gerald and Phyllis Loder, Jim Williams and Valerie Miller-Brown as Harry and Thelma Duff, helped out tonight by Tom Meehan and Frank Graham. The script was written and directed by Brian Squires and produced by Tom Meehan. Join Springbok Radio once again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.
Kids, how will you know when you're really grown up? Sandra?
I think I'd know when I'm grown up when I put on makeup.
Peter, how will you know?
When I've got a motor car.
Mm-hmm.
And a business.
And how will you know when you're really grown up, Celia?
I can open an account at the Standard.
Why the Standard Bank?
Because I just have to sign my name and I can go in and pay my bills.
Who told you that?
My mother.